This was coming back of people that were in the water in Dunsany area there at the weekend, out in the kayaks there slash canoes, and four kayaks and five people. When I say five, one of them was a small toddler, apparently was in the kayak as well. But the bigger point is here, there were no life jackets at all, or no safety equipment, no nothing. And as the people observed them out, brought to my attention then on an observation of this then, like with all the tragedy we had over recent days, successful rescues as well in recent days through an errand here, my dad and local here in Donegal ourselves there at the weekend as well. But if people are going out in the water, they need to have the proper equipment with them. It's, I know, for example, these people that are out in their kayaks in Dunfermline, no life jackets on. And as we said, a small wave running at all had to come their way would have possibly knocked them all over in the water. Mayhem occurred, a small child in process. God knows what kind of situation it could have been. And it was just appealing to people, if you're going out in the water, obviously come to the area, enjoy the area. Everybody's welcome, local and visitors alike. But just please buy a life jacket or whatever relevant safety equipment you need. Whether you're going out in jet skis and so on, have a mobile phone with you, that type of thing. Have whatever equipment, but one of the probably cheapest things you will buy in the water sport industry is the life jacket. But unfortunately, at the weekend, that wasn't purchased for whatever reason, or they didn't have it on them anyway. And it's just a warning of safety, Michaela. We don't want any more difficulty or tragedies either, where they can be averted. And I believe if you're going out otherwise playing with fire, it's no good. Like, you're just going to end up in trouble.
And the RNLI has repeatedly warned as well for people to ensure that they are prepared when going out on the waters. But if people do follow their advice, it relieves some pressure on them as well.
Pressure on them as well. And it's like anything, they're the experts at the end of the day here. The RNLI are the experts. They're the experts in both going out in the water, saving people, rescuing people, and other terrible situations that they have to deal with times as well. That, you know, that just obviously happen from time to time, unfortunately, for somebody gets into difficulty and maybe doesn't make it. And they have to deal with all that as well. But they are advising, like, to get the safety protection, have the right equipment and gear and so on. And I think if people adhere to that where they should and always entering the water, it takes pressure off them. It takes pressure off the helicopter, the lake, the coast guard as well, so on, everything else. Just do what you're supposed to do and have your equipment. I don't think it's a big ask for anybody to do. At the end of the day, it is your life. You go into the water, it is your life is at risk. Obviously, if the others watch you, their lives are at risk as well. If you're the lead person, if you don't advise them to have the proper safety equipment, there's a big onus on yourself then as well, the lead person, I might add as well on that. For example, juniors and so on that may not just be fully safety conscious or safety aware, but the onus is on us all when we enter the water to have the relevant equipment. And obviously, as you stated there, listen to the guidance given by the RNLA or Coast Guard alike, or Gardaí alike either, when they give... They've given warnings as well over the past couple of weeks with good weather and that. All these things need to be adhered to. And if they're listened to, we'll have less difficulty, less tragedy, less suffering in families. And that's all we want, Michaela, going forward. It's just we don't want any of that happening for anybody. Locally or regardless where it happens. We don't need it. Like, there's been so much suffering and pain this last while. We want to get all this. We need to stop all that.